Today's scripture talks about Jesus' time in the wilderness. Each of us at times ends up in the wilderness. Sometimes we're there for a short time, sometimes we're there for a while. We each have our own path into the wilderness, and we each have our own path out of the wilderness. My personal wilderness time is recent. Some of you know my story, but for those who don't, here's a brief summary. On August 12, 2008, a few days after the mountaintop experience on the youth trip to Montreat, I was laid off from my job, suddenly and without any idea of what was coming. For 18 months, I searched for another information technology job with little luck in this difficult economy. Throughout that time, I periodically got a sense, louder every time, that I should be looking to attend seminary and go to ministry. Ultimately, that message got so loud that it was impossible to ignore, and I will be starting my Master of Divinity degree at Princeton Seminary this fall. But this story is about the wilderness, and this particular wilderness was very hard. Losing a job these days is like a quadruple-edged sword. In one shot, you lose your income and your security, part of your circle of friends that you've seen every day, your 40-plus hours a week purpose in life, and likely a huge chunk of your self-esteem. If you're like I was, a lot of your sense of self is tied up in what you do and how you do it, and all at once you are told that that is no longer desired. Even when you're told that it was an economic decision, for the good of the company, nothing personal, that sense of failure is there. The first thing that I did was start looking for a new job. And I was offered outplacement services. And when you go to these outplacement services, they teach you how to find a new job. And one of the first things they teach you is that finding a new job requires showing and having a good attitude. In other words, you have to hide the feelings that you're feeling so intensely, in order to make those feelings stop. For some, that might be possible, but for me, it was painful. I think the hardest part for me was the isolation and purposelessness, the change from being in a small cubicle but surrounded by neighbors and noise and conversation about work and everything else about life, to being alone at home in a room in front of my computer for hours at a time doing what I felt like was accomplishing nothing. I'm an introvert, and even introverts need people contact from time to time. The networking with strangers required by the job search was stressful for me. And, on the flip side, the excessive time alone was also stressful. One-to-one time with trusted friends was incredibly valuable to me. Lee spoke in the sermon about the character of the human Jesus, about faith and how God expects us to be. With a few notable exceptions, I have most often experienced God through other people. In my wilderness time, I was not alone. There were times that I didn't see it or didn't believe it, but God was always with me. God was with me often in the form of the people who surrounded me. My wife, who was and continues to be incredibly patient and caring while I go through heavy emotional weather. The staff of this church who took time to listen to me and encourage me, particularly Jill and Rich Richards. My friends in the church. The youth and advisors of the senior high group who told me quietly that they were praying for me and how I inspired them throughout this journey. Now, I'm a heavy Twitter and Facebook and internet user, and I found that my Twitter friends and Facebook friends, far and away and local, were absolutely wonderful when they gave me advice, words of encouragement, face-to-face time, and occasionally something productive to do. All of these people were the face of God to me, sometimes intentionally and sometimes just by being themselves. They let me be me, let me know that I was loved and valued through a time when circumstance and rejection told me otherwise. I'm almost out of the woods now. I can see the path that I will take, and I can see the edge of the wilderness from here. It's been a difficult time and a growing time for me. I am ever so thankful that God let his presence show through the people around me, and I thank God for them.